Hello. Hello, 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 everyone. And welcome to the busiest time of year, not just in the world, but also here at the station, the busiest time of year. But definitely in the world of video gaming, busiest time of year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I am, welcome to Game Over, that's the show you're listening to. I am your hostess with the mostest, Simon Pazder, joined by my faithful squad mates, Adam Pazder and Matthew Meunier. How are we doing, lads?
We're doing good.
Good, yeah. So surviving the Broke-tober. It's in full effect right now for me. I can tell you just, I don't even try to look at the banking app. It's too depressing. It's going to take a while to catch up to being in the black, I think. But that's a good problem to have this time of year because it means there's so many quality games to be playing. And I know Adam and I have been struggling with the glitches, but trying to be playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
I picked it up unplanned, actually, on the weekend.
Did you get any playing in?
Not a whole lot, but like 3 or 4 hours in yesterday.
Ooh, that's, so more that's more than that, and that's not much less than me, actually. So we'll get your early opinions on it, too. But there's this kind of other big thing going on here at the station. That is Pledge-O-Rama 2018 is going on this week. So we have a goal. And Adam, I can't quite see the goal on this board here because of the thing. But maybe you could find the goal for me, Adam. But we're currently into our Pledge-O-Rama. We're only on Monday. And the current goal, or the current number here is 17. That's the current number, not the goal.
I know. I was about to say, the goal's not on the whiteboard.
Yeah, we'll find it. The 17,179. So $17,000. $17,179. Wow. Is it obvious that my brain was fried in office before this?
Yeah.
But crucially, 0 cents. No, even, I remember last year we had someone who donated like 35 cents because of conversion. There we go. And we have a goal of $36,000. So we're
almost halfway.
Almost halfway.
And it's, what, day two?
Already on Monday.
That's pretty good.
That is fantastic. So if you choose to donate, you'll get a few things. First of all, the number is 204-474-6610. Let me say that again for the people in the back. 204. Just kidding. 474-6610. 10. That is the number to call in. Call now and give your pledges. And if you are calling on behalf of Game Over, they will ask you what show you're calling on behalf of. Please say Game Over because we have additional incentives for you, which I'll get to in a second. But there are regular incentives. So say you don't like us, but you like the station in general.
So maybe, why are you listening to this
maybe
show?
Maybe listening to us out of spite.
Maybe you listen to prick up your ears and you just couldn't reach the remote to change the channel, or what you're driving and you don't want to adjust the radio station or stuff like that. Or maybe you're an early listener of TV Talkers. That's okay too. We welcome all. But there are incentives no matter what TV or what radio show you sponsor here. So if you donate $25, you get a U of M Friends with Benefits card. Now, the Friends with Benefits card is basically a coupon card, okay? So don't get any ulterior ideas about what the Friends with Benefits card is. It's basically, it will get you discounts at places all over the city. Okay, so if you call in, you can get more information, but there are literally too many places for me to list out here. But yeah, that's basically a coupon card. Friends with Benefits card, UMFM stickers. You can decorate your car if you want to. You can decorate your laptop, whatever you want to do. And a set of very nice UMFM pins. So you can get all decked out in UMFM gear. If you donate $50, you will get a UMFM Friends with Benefits card, the sticker, the pins, all that kind of jazz, and a very lovely coffee mug. So if you drink your coffee or your tea or your beverage of choice, you can put that in there. If you donate $75, you will get the Friends with Benefits card, the stickers, the pins, and your choice of UMFM Pledge t-shirt. If you donate the magic number, $101.50, you'll get all the stuff I just mentioned, the coffee mug, the t-shirt, and a hat, as well as, brand new this year, and I just tested it out there, UMFM hot sauce. Yeah. Mm.
Is it any good?
I tasted it. It was pretty good. Yeah. I imagine it would taste better on a on like a piece of food than a stick, which is what I tested it with. But I can confirm that in the past few months, for various reasons, dares or whatever, I have done shots of hot sauce at various restaurant locations, Stella's, and I've been addicted to the online YouTube show Hot Ones. Have you guys seen Hot
Ones?
It's
a pretty good show.
Yeah, it's surprisingly good.
So I'm attempting to become more of a culinary aficionado about hot sauce, even though I can't stand spice. I'm like, I can't take it. I love the taste, but my body rejects it.
Which is, I'm the other way around. I don't like hot sauce, but I love spicy food.
There you go.
You guys need to mix, and you have one person who loves it and one person who can't stand it.
Pretty much, if you look at a lot of the genetic code, like Adam and I seem to be split down the middle in a lot of things.
Yeah, it's very much, as it was traveling down the path, it went one way or the other.
Co-op games were a breeze, because we always knew the rules. But either way, the hot sauce is pretty good. So I can compare it to some of the other, like Valentina and Tabasco and stuff like that. It's better than both of those. So it would be interesting. And this is, to my knowledge, the only way you can get the hot sauce. I don't know if they're going to put it on sale later. It's a special promotion for Pleasure Island.
I think it was done specifically for this.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to keep doing it. But if you want to get that hot sauce piece of history, you got to donate, and you got to donate 101.5. If you are extremely magnanimous and you donate $150, you will get a few things. First of all, my love and respect forever. But in addition to that, you will get all the stuff I just mentioned, and you will get a draw for the into the golden ticket. That's going to be a special grand prize draw. I said you get a draw into the golden ticket. You get the ticket. The ticket is for the draw. I said that backwards.
You get the golden ticket.
And
sadly,
if you donate,
it's not for a chocolate factory.
If you are extremely lovely and you donate $250, you'll get two of everything. Wow. So that is pretty good. You'll get the Noah's Ark bonus, two of everything. And specifically, if you donate to Game Over, because you love your video games and you love keeping up with the video game news and hear the Game Over crew, if you donate $20, we have set up, or $25, we have set up a Discord server, and you can play games with us. So if you want to beat us, or you, maybe all your friends don't like a particular game and you want to play it with somebody who's forced to because you donated money, I'm just kidding, obviously. But we will play the game with you. Okay, so that you could do that. Maybe none of your friends are into Minecraft, and you just really want to build something in Minecraft. Maybe you want to do a Tower of Pimps run or something like that.
Yeah.
We will do it with you in a Discord server. If you donate $50, then you will get the Discord server. You can play a game with us, and we have a very shiny, limited quantity Steam gift cards, $20 Steam gift cards. So if you donate $50, you'll get that. If you donate $75, you get a limited edition, limited quantity Steam gift card. You will get the Discord server, and you will get to come on air with us and tell us all about your favorite game. Or if maybe, like I keep mentioning, as if people are playing Final Fantasy or something that we haven't played, but maybe they're playing through Assassin's Creed Odyssey with us, and they are dying to talk about it with somebody. So maybe that's the case, too.
This is your moment.
This is your moment. Donate $75, and you can come on the show and talk with us about your favorite game series, whatever. Whew. There it is. So that's the pitch, and I have to do it again in about 2 minutes, so I'm just kidding. We'll get a little bit of video game news in. So we've all been playing, I think, Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
Yes. Adam and I have had extreme difficulty with it, actually. I've heard that it's less glitchy on the PS4 than it is on the Xbox One.
Yeah, I have had no problems with it so far on the
Adam
PS4.
And I have had some extraordinary glitches, and I watched a video online of people, like, it was a compilation of glitches, mm-hmm. and they were hilarious. Including my favorite one where the horse was, he was riding on a horse, and then suddenly they were in water. And I don't mean like they were in a lake. They were on land still, but swimming. That was the weirdest one I think I've seen.
I mean, glitches are a proud tradition in the Assassin's Creed franchise.
They definitely are, true. Yes. Going all the way back to Unity. But what I think I want to hear from you, Matt, I don't know if you listened to our conversation last week, but we were talking about the basically paid EXP boosters.
I did listen in for that.
So first of all, did you get a paid EXP booster, and how do you feel about it? Because Adam and I were very polarized on this one.
I did not get a paid EXP booster. I'm kind of middle of the road on it. I see both points. It's not something for me, but I totally get it. For the parents that have like a couple hours a week to play games, and you know they don't want to take months to finish a game, you know, I kind of get it. I don't like the idea of paying to have an advantage over other people, but you're not really doing that. It's not a multiplayer thing. It's just like, hey, do you have more money than time and want to get through this faster? Here's an EXP boost. As long as it's a boost and not like how the game is meant to be played while they're like intentionally making the base game grindier.
Yeah.
As long as it's not that, then I'm fine with that. Because I feel like that's what Shadow of War did.
Yeah.
Where it was like, they made the normal game grindy in an effort to force you to buy the boosted stuff. I don't think this is that. So as long as it really is just a boost for people who don't have the time to go through it at the normal pace, I don't have an issue with it. I'm not going to do it,
yeah.
but I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I think, like, we can all agree, and I think everyone out there can agree, that it's too much money. So it's, like, $20 to get the
yeah,
booster.
$20 is too much.
That's a lot. So, like, we're debating its existence, not if it's too much, because I'll agree that it's way too much. But, again, given the fact, I think that my quote last week was, I have more money than time these days. And so to be able to finish this game, especially since that juggernaut of Red Dead Redemption coming out in, like,
2 weeks,
a little
week
over
and a half.
A week. Yeah, it's kind of looming on the horizon. That's what kind of made me a little more lenient on this. Adam, have your opinions changed on this at all?
No.
No?
Well, I think, like, I totally agree with that. I think it's, if it's, this is, because that's what DLC is supposed to be. It's supposed to be, here's the game, and now here's some other stuff you can also buy to make your experience better.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, like, we don't know if this is what Shadow of War was. And my opinion is, we shouldn't risk it.
Yeah.
Because if you buy this, then companies are more incentivized to do what Shadow of War did. A DLC should be, here's a complete game, now here's something else. I think it is a slippery slope to have stuff like, here is a way to get through the base game faster.
Yeah.
Because the incentive is to do exactly that, is to make the original game worse so everybody spends the extra money.
Yeah, I guess it's tough because I could see what you're saying, and that's why I'm, like, I think I'm a little leaning toward do it. I mean, I did it, so that's why I'm probably
leaning money where your mouth
a little more toward do it, but I'm still uncomfortable with it, because it's like, it's a path, it's a step down a slippery slope, yeah. But it's a good step. Like, in and of itself, I think you could see it the corporate way, which is probably corporate people will see it that way, but there's definitely a case to be made for, you have very little time, this is a very long game, this will help you enjoy it faster. And I've heard different things online. I've watched a lot of reviews for this, and there are some people who say the side quests are not side quests. They are mandatory because you have to play all of them in order to be leveled high enough to complete the game. I've seen some people say that, and I've seen other people say I have been mainlining the quest, and I haven't had any problems keeping up with the levels of the main quest. I've heard both. So given that Adam piggybacked on my booster because we have it, I'm curious to see what happens with you, Matt, because mm-hmm. you're in the first little bit. But before we talk about that, I am going to give another brief thing. So we are, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Game Over only on UMFM and UMFM.com. And we are in the middle of Pledge-O-Rama week. So our current total is $17,179 and 0 cents. No weird cent people this time. Although we love those cent people. Cent people, as if it's like normal people are dollar people and cent people running around out there. Like little mites.
No small people, just small donations.
Exactly. Very good. Very good, Doug.
So yeah, there have been no new pledges since we started the show.
No new pledges, that we know of that since the start of the show. But the number to call if you do want to pledge is 204-474-6610. We have a plethora of incentives for you. I won't read them all again, but they do include a UMFM benefits card. You got stickers, you got pins, you got a coffee mug if you donate $50. You get a t-shirt if you donate $75. You get all of that and a hot sauce if you donate $101, $101.50, 101.5. And if you donate specifically to Game Over, which we would love and appreciate you for, then you will get a Discord server to play a game with us if you donate $25, a Steam gift card if you donate $50, and Steam gift card, a Discord server, and the ability to come out and rant about your favorite game if you donate $75. It's pretty good. And here's the thing. If you get that Steam gift card and you don't buy stuff now, you wait until Christmas, you can stretch that, man.
Oh, yeah.
$20 on Steam goes a long way. It really does. So, by all means, once again, excuse me, that number is 474-6610-204. 474-6610. Please call. Please donate. I believe you can also do it online. So also feel free to go on to umfm.com. But we have smooth operators just outside the control room right now, eagerly awaiting your call.
Yeah, he looks eager.
Super eager. The most eager. Actually, they probably are. You know, because it's exciting. But we have a whole bunch of things we're doing this year. If you remember last year, we worked on getting, 2 years ago, we worked on getting a brand new radio antenna.
Yeah.
Transmitter, that's the word for it. We did. Last year, we worked on getting a brand new website. We did. The website is new. It's fantastic. And this year, we have a main goal of digitizing our entire library to make things more efficient here. I don't know if any of you have been inside UMFM lately, but there's a lot of CDs. Like a ton. So yeah. Digitizing that whole thing will be a heck of an undertaking, and that is, among many things, what you'll be donating to this year, as well as keeping quality programs like us on the air.
Yay.
So, I have played about 6, maybe 7 hours of Assassin's Creed Odyssey, And only about an hour ago did I actually see the title screen. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. You basically have to get off the main island. So I'm assuming, Matt, that you're still on the main island, Kefalonia?
Yes. Yeah, I maybe slightly exaggerated how much I'd played. I'd say like 1.5 to 2 hours. So okay. Very first impressions.
Very yeah. First impressions. Yeah. Okay, so what do you are you playing as Alexios or Cassandra?
I am playing as Alexios.
As Alexios. Okay.
I seriously considered playing as Cassandra, but I eventually decided first run through, I'll probably just
you kind of got to do it as you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually like to play games as me.
Yeah.
I struggle like role playing as people that are vastly different from me in games. I just end up feeling bad doing the things that I personally don't really want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different if you're playing a game like Tomb Raider and there's no real choices or something like that where you're playing as Lara Croft. So you're like you're controlling it, but it's her choices and all that jazz. But when it's your choices, I also have trouble disassociating myself from the character in those particular
moments. So far, I'm a very nice Alexios.
You didn't? Did you kill the guards?
No, I didn't kill the guards.
You didn't kill the guards.
Seriously considered it. Didn't do it.
I have, once I got the boat, so spoilers, when you leave the island, it's on a boat. That's probably not super shocking, although you do briefly, if you've looked at your map, next to your main island of Kefalonia is Ithaca. And so you do make a brief pop over at Ithaca, but if you've opened the main map of the game and you've zoomed out, the game is huge. Like, it's enormous, truly enormous.
Yeah, I have done that. Yeah.
It's
very wide.
Almost intimidatingly so. So you do eventually get a ship, which, I mean, we all knew about, and particularly because my favorite Assassin's Creed of all time, probably, is Black Flag, I was like, how are they going to make this work? It is pretty good. I have to admit, the ship combat. But when I got into the new world, and keep in mind this isn't really a spoiler because I don't know what's going to happen, but when you see the map revealed, so to speak, you know how in Kefalonia there's individual like provinces?
Yeah.
Like there's little sections? So it looks like there's a war going on, which we all knew about, but it looks like each individual territory is controlled by either Athens or Sparta. And so I don't know if that's sort of some sort of veiled Templars versus Assassins thing, because there's always been like a conflict in all these games. It doesn't seem like they're making either of them clear to be the good guys, but you get a level, so you get like who controls it, you get a level, and whether or not you know the lieutenant in that area. So I imagine if you go and you operate within a zone and it's controlled by Spartans and you're just operating and killing officers to get unlocks and stuff like that, that might weaken it to the point where Athens invades, is where I think it's going. And I don't know, I imagine you can kind of influence the way the war goes like that.
I think that's probably the idea.
I can't confirm that, but that actually seems super cool.
Yeah, I hope that's where they're going with that, because that sounds really interesting.
Yeah. So what do you think? Did you play Origins, by the way?
No, I didn't.
So what are you thinking about the new combat system? New as in it was in Origins 2, but...
Yeah. I mean, the last... I played some of Black Flag, and then the only Assassin's Creed game that I've finished was 2. So... I am struggling a little bit to get used to the combat, I'm liking it so far. I really am just sort of getting used to it at this point, so it's a little difficult to say.
Yeah,
I'm still like dodging when I mean to attack and attacking when I mean to dodge. I'm still really just kind of getting used to it.
I guess I have an advantage in that I played Origins, and so I've kind of gotten a head start on how this system works.
Because
It's very, like, I know they hate the comparison, but it's very Dark Souls light. Or in this case, very Bloodborne light, because you can't block.
Yeah, I have noticed the difference in that, like, between this and some of the older ones. I remember a lot in 2 just sort of, like, waiting around in a big group of people for someone
to attack.
There's a lot less of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're more active in combat, definitely, than you used to be.
Yeah, and things like Black Flag, you kind of chain automatic kills coming up, and you were like your kill count in those games was definitely higher than it will be in this game, I think. But how much of the unlocks have you guys got? Actually, I'll get that information in a second. So, once again, Pledge or Ammo Week is going on. We are trying to raise $36,000 to keep the station running and to keep a whole bunch of things, including digitizing our entire library, which is a lot of stuff.
Yes, it is.
And we're trying to keep good programming like us on the air and coming to you good people. If you want to donate, the number is 204-474-6610. If you donate to Pledge or Ammo, period, you'll get a plethora of incentives. You will get pins, you will get gift cards, you will get stickers. If you donate $50, you get a coffee mug. If you donate $75, you get a t-shirt. If you donate $101.5, you will get a t-shirt, coffee mug, and hot sauce, and a hat, because you're a hat person. As I say, currently wearing a hat.
Indoors, for no reason.
Why not? Keeps the hair in place, Adam. When you got a lot of hair like me, it's crucial. And if you donate specifically to us, if you donate $25, you will get to play a game with us on a Discord server. Not on the Discord server, obviously, but you will get to communicate with us on a Discord server and play a game of your choosing with us. If you donate $50, you get a limited quantity gift card for Steam. And if you donate $75, you get the previously listed incentives, as well as you are able to come on the show to talk to us about a topic of your choosing. Preferably game-related, but honestly, if someone donates $75, I'm open to ideas. So if you want to talk about Venom for half an hour, we'll try to make it work. All right. So
what was that number one more time?
474-6610. And not what's the other? There's like a new area code in Manitoba, isn't there?
Is there?
I think there
431
is. 431. Yeah, it's not 431. Don't dial 431. 204-474-6610. Good. So, have you guys dabbled into the skill tree at all?
I have a little. I'm like level 5.
Have you looked?
So I've.
Yeah, Matt, what level are you at?
I am level 3.
Yeah, there's the booster.
So,
yeah.
I think I'm level 11. But again, we have that sweet
booster.
Yeah,
we have that booster.
To help us move quicker. So it'll be interesting to see if you do have to grind to get to the same point that we are.
Yeah, I tend to not mind doing like all of the side quests and stuff like that. That tends to kind of be my downfall in the like big sprawling open world games, is I don't make it that far through the story because I just get caught up doing side quests.
Oh man, you will. If you have, you probably haven't beaten Breath of the Wild yet, have you?
No, I have. I've re-picked it up in the last week or so, actually. I've played quite a bit.
There you go. Yeah, that's, you want to talk about side quests, that and...
yeah.
Witcher, sorry. A bit of a cough. Okay, so the skill tree looks really cool. You can get a lot of really cool abilities, and especially, like, I scrolled up to the top to see what the upper-level abilities were, one of which I think I'm going to adore is ghost arrows, where you can shoot through things and people. You can shoot someone through a wall. Oh, my God, that sounds awesome.
The upper-level skills look really cool.
Yeah.
Because, of course, when you see a skill tree, when I got my first, like, skill point... Of course, that's the first thing you go and do is, like, look at the top skills on all the trees to figure out which one you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the skills look really interesting.
Yeah. I think they're gonna change the game up quite a bit. And you also, like, when you get to the point where you have a ship, you'll unlock certain parts of the ship. So, like, you can upgrade the ship and you can upgrade your damage. You have two different types of attacks, arrows and javelins. Sure. You can upgrade your armor. You can upgrade your hull armor. That's what I mean. You can upgrade your ramming. But you also get a lieutenant. And you can design what your crew looks like. So it's kind of like Metal Gear Solid 5, where you can run out and knock somebody out and recruit them. She'll be like, hey, you look powerful. Get on my ship. And then they're your lieutenant now.
Yeah, I saw that because it mentions in the Spartan kick skill. This does not kill them, and you can recruit them later. And I went, what?
Yeah, exactly. So you can knock them out, and they'll be on your ship. They will be on your ship. They'll throw stuff at the other ships. I know because one of my Uplay rewards was to get Eevee from Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Oh,
so
okay.
Eevee, the assassin, is on my ship. And cool. She, when I, like, you can attack a ship, board them, which was my favorite part of Black Flag, honestly. Your crew does indeed come with you like they're supposed to. You don't have to do, like, the whole run to the top and cut off the flag crap. You just fight them and kill them. But to see, like, Eevee and my crew all jump aboard is still really cool.
Yeah, that's neat.
And apparently you can summon them in, like, regular combat, too, eventually. You get a little skill tree where you can upgrade that. That's super cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go all in on the boat stuff. I love ship combat in Black Flag. I never made it through the game because I would sail around the entire
time.
It's
so much fun. I've played that game, like, start to finish, all the achievements, except for the Skeleton Crew, which is only online 3 times. Trying to get the Skeleton Crew thing because no one's playing it anymore. Maybe they'll have something like that in this one. Okay, so one more time. We are doing Pledgerama. Pledgerama, Body Slamma, I call it every year, and literally no one else calls it that. But that's what I'm calling it. Pledgerama to keep UMFM going, in addition to a whole bunch of things, including digitizing our extensive music library. We currently are at $17,179 of our $36,000 goal. The number to donate is 204-474-6610. If you donate, depending on if you spend 25, 50, 75, 111.5, or even higher, you will get pledges, you'll get a gift card, you'll get stickers, you'll get pins, you'll get a coffee mug, you'll get a t-shirt, a whole bunch of different stuff. Call that number, once again, 474-6610. Talk to our smooth operators. They can fill you on everything you want to do. So if you're even considering donating, and by the way, it doesn't have to be a huge donation like that. If you're a struggling student and you only have $5, but you want to support the show, donate $5. We'll appreciate it.
Yeah, we're happy with
it. Absolutely. We'll appreciate any donation. If you want to donate 50 cents, do it. It'll get us there.
You want to donate $1.50.
If you want to donate $1.15 to round it off, do it. Okay, whatever you got to do, do it. Just help if you can. If you can't support the show, please feel free. We'll appreciate it. In addition, we have other incentives for you. You can come on the show. You can talk to us and play Discord with us, play on a Discord server with us. And we do have a Steam gift card if you donate $50 or more. So we'll definitely appreciate that. Okay. This game went from an action-adventure, kind of, to an RPG. What the heck? That's different.
Yeah.
And I think I was saying to you offline, or off-air, Adam, as much as I like this sort of historical RPG, I do miss the days when Assassin's Creed was Assassin's Creed, and you could walk up to someone and stab them, and no, it would kill them. And it's sort of like Dark Souls. The difficulty came not in how much your damage does, but in the skill of the opponent. So in like the original Assassin's Creed way back, there were like mooks, like city guards, and there were Templars. But a sword slash was a sword slash.
Yep.
It would still hurt. It would just how good were they at fighting back. So what do you guys think, first of all, about now that you've played a little bit, about this transitioning, and what other titles or franchises do you want to see transition genres?
I don't like it. That was one of my favorite parts about Assassin's Creed. It was unique. It was different. Almost no other game does that. Where there's no like real health bars. It's just if you hit somebody one or two times with a sword, they fall over.
Yeah.
And it's just a question of how well are they at not getting hit with a sword.
Yeah.
So I miss that. I'd like it to come back.
I've played more of the series than you have, though, so yeah. It wasn't like... Clearly, that's not what kept you out of the series until now, is what I mean.
That's true. No, I liked Black Flag, and yeah. I liked Ezio.
Black Flag, so
I mean, part of the problem with the more recent ones is just the settings haven't interested me.
Yeah.
And also, just I've heard scathing reviews of everything since Black Flag.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but that was one of my favorite parts of the series, was that, you know, you stab someone and they died.
Is this something that you want changed?
I mean, I think at this point the game is what it is.
Is there another franchise that you want changed?
Is there another franchise? Well, I mean, the one I sort of mentioned before was... I would like to see Pokemon in every genre there is.
Yeah. Which, honestly, it probably could be.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why I think it's so cool. It's so versatile. You could do a Pokemon MMO. I'm still shocked there isn't one.
Yeah, you could print money.
Pokemon real-time strategy. What I really want, actually, and I was thinking about this morning, is I want, like, I want Doom, but where you're, like, Mewtwo. Where you're just going, just something absurd, where you're... You are a super powerful Pokemon, and you just sort of have to tear... Because there's a war. Canonically, in Pokemon history, there was a war.
Yeah.
So set something in that and just give me a really powerful Pokemon and just let me tear... I caught it.
He did.
I caught it. Tear let apart. Me tear up.
Tear things up. That's right. Okay, Matt, what do you... is there any franchise that you want to see changed?
I mean, not to piggyback too much at Adams, but the one that I've wanted for years and years and years... is a dedicated Pokemon Smash Bros.
Yes.
I want to be able to play as every Pokemon in a Smash Bros. Style fighting game. Okay. Because I've wanted it for years and years and years. I don't think it's going to happen. There's just too many Pokemon.
Yeah.
The Pokken tournament was really exciting for me, but then you can only play as like 20 Pokemon.
Yeah.
I think that's probably as close as you're going to get, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's a bit of pie in the sky. But I will hold out hope, and probably until I die.
See, I'm kind of going to jump on the train with both of you guys, and we're going to be super unoriginal because we came up with the same thing twice. I thought that you should have a Pokemon fighting game, but not like that one, more like Mortal Kombat. And not like I mean bloody, but I mean like you fight normally, and then you press like combos to do special moves. Whereas this one, like your special moves were tied in with other attacks.
Yeah.
Because I guess they wanted to make it more user-friendly. But what I really want to see, and I've wanted to see it for genuinely like 15 to 20 years, is a Digimon RTS. I think Digimon is more adult than Pokemon. They canonically have characters like wielding guns, and wars are way more prevalent, and they naturally like evolve. So in RTSs, usually your characters will kind of promote and become more powerful. And so if you have like a super powered, promoted weak guy, he might even be better than a regular strong guy. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I think that would work really well.
I would totally be down for a better, more expensive Digimon game.
And they're even like designed as if some are artillery units, some are water units, some are air. It's like
very built in.
It seems like it should be so obvious, and yet
they have more villains than Pokemon does too.
Yeah, I feel like Digimon World, the games are a waste of the Digimon world.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
But we have ran out of time. But don't fret, you have all week to donate to Game Over or UMFM in general if you want to. But coming up next is an extra special Pledge Ram episode of TV Talkers. So hopefully you guys can donate, and we'll see you next week.